Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Well, it's great to see you outside of the work environment, and you're now about 48 hours away from a big one in downtown Baltimore on Sunday. At this point in the week, are you putting football out of mind if you're outside the building, or where are you in the process getting ready for Sunday?
Well, it's kind of, you know, the majority of the work has been done, the physical work, and now it's just kind of the mental work, just going over things, last-minute tips, reminders, just little refreshers, any little tidbit that can help you, you know, give you that extra edge over your opponent on Sunday. So really it's all about mental preparation. It's about the 6 inches between your ears between now and kickoff.
And of course you're facing a Jets team with a rookie quarterback who has struggled in recent weeks. I imagine there's a certain element of licking your chops there when you see what he's done over the last three or four or five games, all the turnovers and everything else. Do you almost have to remind yourself to be more disciplined when you're facing a guy like Geno Smith, and because of all the sacks he's taken and all the fumbles he's had and all the interceptions he's thrown?
Well, one of the things is, you know, when you're facing a young dual threat quarterback, you have that hasn't had a lot of success on the road, you don't want to relax, and that's the most important thing to understand. He's going to continue to put pressure on your defense using his arm, using his legs. So it's going to be important for our defense to understand that we can't relax at any point throughout the course of the game, that we have to continue to try to keep the pressure on him. A large part of that is going to be us and our ability to stop the run. Collectively, we've got to do a good job of putting a hat on Chris Ivory and Bilal Powell. Those guys are dynamic running backs that the Jets put in a lot of different positions to make plays and take pressure off of Geno Smith. So we've got to make sure that we do our best to neutralize those two guys in order that we can keep that pressure on Geno.
Now, I imagine the Jets are going to try desperately to run the ball. They're on the road. The rookie quarterback is struggling. They have two guys who can do it. That will be maybe their first and second down mentality, I have to think, all game if they're in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Their mentality is to make sure that they can spread us out, try to attack us. Some of the things that the Chicago Bears were able to have some success with last week, we're sure they're going to like, and so they're going to possibly try to attack us some of those same ways. So we're anticipating that. We prepared for that. The mistakes we made last week, we corrected them. We moved forward. So we're just excited about the opportunity to have a team coming into our place on Sunday.
What's your experience been like? You've played in some heavy football markets, Big D, New York Giants, winning a championship there. What's it been like here in Baltimore for you?
It's been pretty special. You know, there's a unique relationship between the team and the fans here. I guess I have to attribute it to that small town blue collar mentality, but this just, it's really close knit. And then, you know, the Ravens are it. You know, it's the Ravens, it's the Bird Gang. It's all about purple and black in this town. And just to have that relationship with your fans, it's really special. Anywhere you go in town on Fridays, everybody's got their purple on, their jerseys, their T-shirts, and just the relationship. It's a very, very It seems like a very personal relationship, and you don't necessarily get that in a large city.
So you really feel it's different when you're playing in Dallas or with the Giants, and it's a huge metropolitan area. There's a different connection.
It's a little different. I mean, in those metro areas, there's probably a little bit more going on. There's a little, you know, it's just a little different mentality here. It's like I said, it's blue collar, and it's almost as if fans take ownership of their team. This is our team, and it's a really special feeling. It really shows on Sundays. When you're in the stadium, you know.
Is it more loud here than in those other
It's teams? Loud. It's loud. And I remember coming here last year as a Giant. I was like,
what a
wow.
game that was.
I was like, wow, this is loud. This is unbelievable. I mean, from the opening kickoff until the last whistle, it was just unbelievable energy in the bank.
Now, I'm hoping that this Sunday is similar to that Giants game that you're referring to from last year. That was a desperate Giants team, and it was somewhat a desperate Ravens team that really needed to win a three-game losing streak. And I thought the Ravens that game, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were in the trenches, kind of just hit the Giants in the mouth that day. and the crowd was ready for that game.
They absolutely hit the Giants in the mouth last year, just the physical nature. I remember we had, you know, 8-9 guys in the box, and, you know, Bernard Pierce and Ray Rice were still running the ball. I think you guys had over 200 yards rushing. And it was just, you know, you couldn't stop them. And it just kind of rolled over the New York Giants last year. And they took that momentum, they captured it, they bottled it up, and they just, you know, kept riding that wave throughout the playoffs and ultimately into the Super Bowl championship.
Now, you're from the Bronx. Was playing for the Giants a homecoming for you? Did you grow up a Giants fan?
No, I didn't grow up a Giants fan. My dad was a Giants fan, so needless to say, I broke his heart when I was drafted to the Dallas Cowboys. But you know, it was an opportunity for me to go back home and play. You know, New York has been home for my family and I, so it was just a tremendous opportunity.
And are you a Yankees fan?
I am a Yankees fan. Yankees, but didn't grow up a Yankees fan though. I grew up a Mets fan.
Interesting. Because you want to be the odd guy in the Bronx.
You know, no. I tell you, my mother is a pastor in the United Methodist Church, and her church was in Queens, so a lot of her parishioners had season tickets to the Mets. So we got free tickets to go to the Mets. So hence, I grew up a Mets fan. But in New York, there's this kind of crazy thing. You know, it's you know, if you're a Giants fan, you know, you're a Knicks fan. And if you're a Knicks fan, you're a Yankees fan. If you're a Yankees fan, you're a Rangers fan. And it works if you're a Jets fan, you're a Mets fan, you're sure. a Nets fan, and you're an Islanders fan. So it's just kind of how it works. So being in that circle, playing for the Giants, I just became friends with a lot of guys that play for the Yankees, and I just ended up being a Yankees fan.
Well, we have Jay's father on a lot, who for some reason, though he's born and raised here, is a huge Yankees fan, so we kind of have to hear the contrasting view about his love affair of Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera, just to, you know, set the stage between every Orioles and Yankees series. But hopefully, if you stick around this summer, we'll take you to an Orioles game or two. I mean, you can't beat the ballpark here. I know it's not the big ballpark in the Bronx, but
no,
think it's
I've actually been out to Camden Yards. It's an awesome experience. Came to see the Yankees play a couple of times this year, so it's a tremendous ballpark, tremendous experience. It was something that I was definitely in awe of.
We're catching up with Ravens defensive lineman Chris Canty. We'll go back to all the coaches he's had. He has a big charity event coming up in town. We'll get into that as well. Hanging out with Chris Canty here on BAL.